I'll call you back to a place beside me. And I'll call you back to a place beside me. Find ourselves in love again.
Thank you. All right, folks, that right there was Needles and Pins. And we heard the title track from their new record, Shame Birds. Now, let's see. Needles and Pins are a three-piece, local three-piece. And their new record, Shame Birds, of course, has 10 songs. And it was produced by Jordan Koop, who did notably the Courtneys. And yes, I made it. I made it 1 minute late. But let me tell you, folks, first of all, my name's Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Hold on. My chair was on this cord here. I was driving here to the station from East Van, and good God, if you're a pedestrian, by the way, in a downpour and it's dark, you may want to hustle your bustle a little bit across the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, two times I almost completely killed some sets of pedestrians. And they're just looking at me like, what? I'm like, dude, it's dark. So you may want to be careful that people can't see you. Like, I can't see you. And you know, really being alive is kind of more important than, you know, your, what's the word called? Well, I don't know. Then you're whatever. Then dying. I can't think. I'm just kind of in a rush here. But I made it. Okay, so this is my show where we listen to Canadian music. That's what goes on here. And I'm here until 8 o'clock. Your pride is what I meant to say, your pride. You know when like pedestrians give you that look like, what? Ooh. And you're like, whatever. I could have killed you. It's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is when I'm done. 8 o'clock. And yes, my show is all about pretty much punk rock, indie rock. Sometimes I play some Canadian hip hop too. Go figure. A little bit of rap. Sometimes some Buck 65. Yeah. Anyways, my friend Drew was going to come down and do the show with me tonight, but his cat died. So I'm very sorry to you, Drew. How sad. Yeah, well, I guess that's life, but I hope you're hanging in there, buddy. All right. So let's move on with some more music. Oh, somebody just texted me. And let's go to some Slow Learners because I love these guys. They have the coolest logo, by the way, too. It's like a skull and it's got the skull with sunglasses with one blue lens and one red lens. And it's just awesome. I saw Slow Learners not long ago. Who are they opening for? I'm trying to remember. Was that the Electric Owl? Oh, yeah, that's right. They were opening for Napalm Pom. That's correct. And yeah, they're awesome. So they are a three-piece. Penny, I believe, is a drummer. So they have a female drummer and two boys. That's how it works. And we're going to hear something from their new record. It's called Grow On You, the song. And the name of the record is, let's see, what's it called? I should know this. Oh my God, where is it? Well, anyways, the name of the song is going that we're going to hear is Grow On You. And I don't know. I can't find the record name. Doesn't matter. This was released recently, just in this over the summer. And that's the deal. So the station, of course, is CITR 101.9. Whoa. What's going on there? Wowie. 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And this is Slow Learners.
Yeah. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
All right, we're having technical difficulties, but that's okay. All right. One of my decks is not playing what I want it to play, so I should talk instead of have dead air. So anyways, so here I am. I'm going to tell you what we heard. We just heard the King Con and Barbecue Show with a song, Love You So, from their 2005, I believe it was an EP. No, it was an album. And an album, in case you're curious, do you know how many songs constitutes an album? I believe it's 8. So if you have less than 8, that's when you're in the EP territory. And then I believe, well, 8 is like sort of the number. It could be 9, but I'm sure it's 8. Yeah. So who cares? That's my little piece of trivia for you. So that was from their 2005 record, Love You So. And I just recently saw the King Con and Barbecue Show at the Electric Owl just like a week and a half or so ago. And who opened? Oh, Nervous Talk opened, who I love. So maybe we'll listen to some Nervous Talk very soon. It was a really awesome show. And the King Con and Barbecue Show, if you know nothing about them, they used to be King Con and the Shrines. And then it was before that, they were in a band called, I want to say the Sexarinos. And then prior to that, oh God, I want to say Shit Rocket, but it's not. It's like this, I knew it. Anyways, they're out of Montreal and they've been going since together with all the incarnations, 1995. Yeah, you know what? Let me just take a look here. King Con, because it's going to drive me nuts. So let's look this up. And the Barbecue Show. And let's see, what was the name of their very first incarnation, if you will? Because this will drive me nuts if I don't remember it. They had a really kind of a cool band name when they were first starting off in Montreal. At least one of the guys was in the band. Now, interestingly enough, they went on tour, I want to say in 2009, and the drummer from one of my favorite bands, the Deadly Snakes, actually toured with them. Yeah. Okay, so here we are. Okay, the Space Shits. What did I call them? Rocket Shits? The Space Shits. That was the first band that involved at least one of them. And then you had Les Sexarinos. And then you had King Con and the Shrines. And then you had King Con and his lonesome guitar. Because from what I remember, I believe the two guys had split up. And then I think one of the guys had his own barbecue show. And then they got back together. Okay, let's see how close I am. Let's read Wikipedia and see how far off I am. Here we are. Yeah. On July 13th, 2012, the King Con and Barbecue Show reunited for the first time since the Sydney show. Well, that doesn't mean you don't care about that. So they recorded first in 2004 as the King Con and Barbecue Show. And then Barbecue and King Con, that's what their names are. So there's, you know, two dudes. There's only two of them. They collaborated as members of the Montreal-based Space Shits from 95 to 99. And then the one guy at that point was named, he was known as Black Snake. No, sorry, he was King Con back then. But anyways, he opted to remain in Germany. Then it says here, the Space Shits choosing not to continue without Black Snake, they broke up. Look at that. And then Mark Sultan started another Montreal band called Les Sexarinos before venturing off on his own in 2002. And that's where he got the name Barbecue. Aha. That's where the barbecue came around. And then, yes. Okay, that's that. All right. So anyways, they're now together. And they're good. It was an awesome show. So a visual, in case you're curious, is the lead singer, who I believe is King Khan. That's my best guess. He is, well, a little overweight. He's a little fleshy, let's put it that way. And he kind of wears a vest, or you see a lot of his flesh while he sings. And he plays guitar, of course, and he wears a mask. So it's a little bit frightening, but they're very talented. There you go. That's my very quick sort of visual for you. Yeah, my name's Anita B, by the way. And my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we listen to Canadian music. That is what goes on here. And hey, let's look at the weather. Let's find out what's going on, folks, because when I came in, it was brutal. It was just totally brutal. Okay, let's see what we got here. Weather, Vancouver. What is going on, folks? Well, other than the monsoon that we just had as I was coming in, it's currently 13 degrees. That's what it says. Today is Wednesday. Yes, it is. No, here now it says it's 15. Go figure. The overnight low. Oh, God, it is cold. I mean, today it was very chilly and I was very just sort of damp all day and just cold. All day I've been cold. No, you know, here it says it's, what does it say? Hold on, folks. It's 13, raining, as we know. And why is my thing not updating? So a low of 8. So the overnight morning low, whatever, tomorrow is 8. Crazy. Tomorrow's Thursday with a high of 13 and rain. And then Friday, it looks like it's mixed. We've got sun and clouds with a high of 14. So whatever glimmer of, you know, summer we had there is just completely gone, completely done. So it's a shame. I was thinking about that as I was coming in because I was thinking, wow, it really was only barely a month ago. Actually, I think it was like right at the very end of September that we had some very summery days. And it made me very happy. And I was off at the beach. I was enjoying the beach there, knowing that it was just, you know, it was the very, very last hurrah, which is so sad because it gets so dark here in Vancouver. When I first moved here to Vancouver back in 97, it was like, I moved here on January 3rd. I can remember it very, like, just like it was yesterday. And I moved to Kits. Yeah, and I lived in a house with a bunch of people. And I couldn't believe how dark it got so early. So like January 3rd is just basically very close to the winter solstice, as you know. And it was just depressing. I couldn't believe it was like 4:30 pitch blackout. I mean, mind you, I'm from Windsor, Ontario, which is like the southernmost city in Canada. But there really is a difference in terms of latitude and like the length of days versus nights. Because in Windsor, the earliest it would be pitch black would be like 5:10 maybe. 5:05, maybe 5 o'clock. And prior to that, I'd lived in the south, like lived in Louisiana, where it was like 6 o'clock. You know, the closer you are to the equator, the more even your days are in terms of light. Yeah, so consistently light, you know. Anyways, so yeah, being over the 49th parallel here is definitely a difference. And there you go. All right, let's move on with less of my talk. What do we have next? Oh, let's see. I have some Shimmering Stars because they're awesome. These guys are, I believe they're out of Kamloops. I think that's their story. They're getting played a lot and they have a new record out. It is called Bedrooms of the Nation. You know who introduced me to these guys actually was the lovely Michelle Hanley. I had her on in the summertime. Michelle Hanley, in case you're curious, was the Twitter girl for Kingsgate Mall. And interestingly enough, an ex-student of mine. Yes. She's the best. She also currently is doing a column in Beetroot magazine called I think it's called like Vancouver Poopers or something, where she goes around and she criticizes, well, not criticizes, she reviews the bathrooms in Vancouver. And the last article I saw of hers, or the last sort of issue had three. And I know one of them she did was, where was it? She did J.J. Bean on commercial. She did two others. And she takes pictures of the toilets. Oh, my God. She's so funny. Oh, goodness gracious. So there you go. That was Michelle who introduced me to this band. So thank you, Michelle. Bedrooms of the Nation is the record. I'm going on a tangent here. I need to focus. It's hard for me to focus lately. Yes. Let's hear song number 7. And the song is called Shadow Visions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, Shadow Visions. That's correct. And that's the deal. So keep listening to my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is all about Canadian music. I'm here till 8. And that means we have another hour and 2 minutes. This is Shimmering Stars on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The 9th Independent and Nonpartisan British Columbia Electoral Boundaries Commission wants your input on the area, boundaries, and names of provincial electoral districts to be used for the next two provincial general elections. This democratic process is a unique opportunity for British Columbians to provide their views about how their communities are represented geographically in the Legislative Assembly. Views, submissions, and presentations may be made through an online submission form at www.bc-ebc.ca, by email to info@bc-ebc.ca, or by mail to Post Office Box 9275, Station Provincial Government, Victoria, BC, V8W9J6. All submissions must be received by Sunday, November 16, 2014. Visit the Commission's website to learn about the Commission, how to join a public hearing, view current electoral district maps, and provide input at www.bc-ebc.ca.
My most diabolical. My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
MacBain. So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
If I go veil in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil, I would find I could see my mortality. I could see it stare back at me. I could see him point laughing at me. I've been lost all my life.
I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter kitchen sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame, there is no cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the black gods they sang.
All right, folks, that right there was the Deadly Snakes out of Toronto. And that song we heard, Gore Vale, is actually about suicide, which is when you discover that, it sort of adds a whole new meaning to those lyrics. Yeah, that's from their 2005 record, Porcello. The Deadly Snakes. Yeah, they're up there as one of my favorite Canadian bands. There's many of them. They had horns and they were total garage punk rock, and they just shook. They shook it on stage, and they were amazing. excuse me. And there we go. Before the Deadly Snakes, we heard the Beelines, which are a local band. We heard the song Normal Again from their new record, Opening Band. And they are playing again, I want to say tomorrow night. I think it is. Let me just double check this. I think they're playing tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, correct? And if I'm also not mistaken, I think it's at the Columbia, first of all. I should know this. And it's the opening band is some friends of mine's band called, what are they called now? High Waisted. That's who's opening. So go check it out. That's Thursday night at the Columbia. I would be there. I just saw High Waisted, though, on Saturday. Was it Saturday? Yes. Opening for, by the way. Oh, I have to play these guys. Opening for The Manipulators, The Mants, and The Vicious Cycles. It was a killer, killer show. at the Hindenburg. It was amazing. That was the very first, I guess, the hard opening of the Hindenburg, which is, excuse me, in Gastown on Cordova. And apparently it was the old Hungry Eye. That's what people tell me. I wasn't around when it was going. But it's such a great room. It's amazing. The stage is perfect. The sight lines are better. You can't go wrong. There's two pinball machines. There's two pool tables. It's gorgeous. And yeah, so go check it out for sure. And also, you could have gone last night, but you can go next week too, on Tuesday to Shindig. So CITR, that's us, CITR, hosts every Tuesday night for the next little while, for the next, I don't know, a few months, couple months, Shindig, which is a battle of the bands. And what happens is that you get three local bands battling it out. It's like a sport, you know, and then whoever wins that round goes on to the next round, etc. And so last night, the winner was, I want to say Pale Red. Yes, I saw that. So Pale Red won last night's Shindig. And then Tuesday, well, you'll have three new bands. And yeah, so go check it out. What else was I going to tell you? I feel like there's something else I was going to say. Oh, All right. The Hindenburg. That's it. Okay. So before the Deadly Snakes, though, and then before the Beelines, we heard Shimmering Stars. And we heard the song Shadow Vision from their record Bedrooms of the Nation. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8 o'clock, at which point Val comes on with her show, which is, her show is Folk Oasis. I had to think there for a second. Yeah, there we go, folks. Let's see. What do I have? Oh, look at this. This is what I have coming up next. Oh, my friend who's actually in High Waisted, my friend Justin, his band is coming on now. I'm going to play something from the spinoffs. This is funny. These guys, so I'm just reading the tagline of, this is so Justin. This is Justin Banal, of course, who is, in some local bands, including the Isotopes. He's in, as I mentioned, High Waisted. He was not long ago in a band called, I have their record looking at me. He actually gave me the vinyl. Oh, what's it called now? Oh, geez. Doesn't matter. But anyways, so back sort of the turn of the century, yes, around 2000, he was in a band called The Spinoffs. And they're kind of like a Ramones influence band. And that's when I was playing in my sort of early band. And I'm surprised we never played shows together. I really am. But we're going to hear a song of The Spinoffs called 99 Bitches. it's hard for me not to laugh. 99 Bitches. Let me tell you some of the names of some of their songs, too, because here we go. We've got, we've got Prosthetic Hip. We've got, let's see, my favorite name of one of his songs is Don't Stalk My Sister or Love Sniper. I believe I have already played Love Sniper and he told me what it was about, but I don't want to tell you because you kind of don't want to know. So let's hear 99 Bitches. This is The Spinoffs and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back. I adore that song. That is Wolf Parade with the song What Did My Lover Say from their 2010 record Expo 86. That was put out by Sub Pop Records. And Wolf Parade are no longer. Wolf Parade consisted of Spencer Krug and what's his name? Well, there are four of them, really, but they had two main sort of songwriters. And speaking of Spencer Krug, I'm going to be playing something from the band he came out of prior to Wolf Parade, and that is Frog Eyes. So I believe Spencer might be from the Interior. And then you have, what's his face? Ugh, the guy who sings most of the songs. He actually went to school with my friend Drew. Yes. And he's actually a really good friend of his. And of course, I can't remember his name now. But that's Wolf Parade. Yeah, now let's move on and discover that we listened to Tough Age part of that. From their debut record of the same name, we heard The Heart of Juliet Jones. And Tough Age right now are in the studio recording. The Runtman, excuse me. Ugh, my throat is just all vaguely phlegmy. Sorry, I'm having problems here. Excuse me. All right, we're good. I'm trying to tell you that Tough Age is in the studio right now recording for Mint Records, which is awesome. So we're going to be hearing something new from them out on Mint not long from now. All right, before that, we heard something from The Cowards with the song Buttertooth from their record Champions in Male Chastity. And, oh yeah, Nervous Talk was in there before that with the song Nothing to Say. And I believe that was from a 7-inch. I got it from online, so I don't know. But it was just Nothing to Say. That was released a year ago. And Nervous Talk are four-piece. I had to think about that. Local band. They are awesome. I love them. I really enjoy their shows. And The Cowards as well. Now, they are, I want to say they're a four-piece. And I share a practice space with The Cowards, as I share a bandmate with the girlfriend of a coward, if that makes sense. So yeah, there you go. That's my one degree of separation. Now, speaking of friends, I have a good friend. Her name is Eden. Oh, and before I go on, let me tell you, my name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8. All right. But my really good friend, Eden, who is very near and dear to my heart, she has a new record out. And Eden is also the lead singer of the local band Vancouver. So Eden Findeay is who I'm talking about. Her record is called Things Get Better. And the two of us have so much in common. It's amazing. And the title of this record is so true. Things, people will get better. If you've gone through some emotional trauma, it's okay. It can't often get any worse, really. So just keep on hoping. And so we're going to hear, let's see what song. We're going to hear the song entitled Brian, in brackets, Lucky. And there we go. So the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this right here is Eden Findeay.
Cry 33,000 tears. damaged. I've been so kind.
In a home, see the wild harpies sing as they whip about their home all night. The reform for the la 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 la. Dear all, I want you to know that I know that you have no plan. Dear all, I want you to know that I know that you have no. The brains and the bones and the blood of a firstborn son. And evil, the brains and the bones and the blood of a firstborn son. Son. And the road's never home when you're calling in the doorway. You're choked by the sun out of the way. It's blocked by some missing. Stealing, holy cops, stopping rivers to your mom. And a boat of Major Tom. From the castle to the clown, they say, dude, I am alright because the road is long. The road is long.
Because the road is long. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
How trash rocky was that? That was awesome. That was the Repossessors from their Love Songs EP. We heard the song Holiday. And the Repossessors are just a two-piece. And one of them is my friend Chris. And Chris is a cool dude. I love him. He's also actually in the band The Ramones. So he is the guitar player currently in the Ramones cover band. And if you want to check those guys out, you might want to go to Wise Hall. And there is some crazy Halloween show that night that includes the Ramones and two other bands. I think one of them is the Manglers, which is a cover of the Stranglers, a cover band of the Stranglers, and another band. So, yes. All right. Now, I've never seen the Ramones. I've been wanting to, and I almost went to their show in August. So I may go to this show on Halloween. So we'll see. Now, before the Repossessors, we heard something from Frog Eyes. No, by the way, the Repossessors are local. They're just a two-piece, and yeah. Now, Frog Eyes are out of Victoria, and they have a new record out. It's called Carrie's Cold Spring, and we heard the song The Road Is Long. Yes, we did. I'll type that in as I say that. And before that, we heard something from Eden Findlay with the song Brian in brackets Lucky. From her new record entitled Things Get Better. All right, the time is already 7:48, guys. That means I only have 12 minutes until I'm out of here. And Val is up next. That would be Val Cormier with her show, Folk Oasis. And then, so her show is on from 8 until 10. And then at 10 o'clock, in comes Caroline with her show, Sexy in Van City. She's here for an hour. So keep tuned to CITR. That's what's going on here. And what else do I need to tell you? Oh, yeah. John Pantherbone is the guy who alternates my slot with me. So I'm here 6:30 till 8 every second Wednesday. He would be here those alternating Wednesdays, if that makes sense, with his show. All right. What do I have next? Do I have anything? Am I just, you know what? Here's the deal. I've played so many punk rock songs tonight. And if you know anything about punk rock music, it's like they're so short. And that's why often I don't, as much as I am a huge punk rock fan, it's like when you do a radio show and you have a minute and 51 second song, you literally barely have enough time to type it in, get the next song cued, and then boom, you got to do something else. And so, but I will say this much, with my sort of changing emotional state, if you will, I've been listening to so much punk rock. Like the amount of music that is really sort of heavy and just continually like grinding is amazing. I used to play a lot more sort of pop, indie pop, but yeah, especially when I drive, I love to drive listening to just really heavy stuff. And I'm in my own zone, and I'm in that zone of pleasure, and my brain is just overwhelmed with like this numb kind of like driving sort of tribal thing. And I'm good. It's all good when that happens. And that's the thing about music, folks, is that music really does soothe the soul. So if you're having problems, or if you are just stressed out or whatever, just listen to some music. I guarantee that your brainwaves will get turned. You know, there is something that really does happen physiologically to your brain chemistry when you listen to music, and you are put in a better spot. Unless you're like being tortured and I don't know, it's like water torture and they're playing like, I don't know, something really awful. Like Jan Arden. I'm just trying to think, what could I be tortured by? Oh, the Tragically Hip. If you put me in a room with a Tragically Hip and you like water tortured me with that, I would probably gouge my eyeballs out. Yeah, that's what I would probably do. Or I would probably take my nails and give myself my own lobotomy. I'd dig into my skull and hurt myself hard. Okay, let's see. What do I have? I'm sitting here with nothing. Okay, that's okay. I will find us some music. What do we want to listen to, folks? Oh, we can listen to an ad, or I can just find some good music. What do I like that's Canadian? Let's see. I'm just Googling stuff. How disorganized am I? Look at that, folks. I have nothing. Lady Hawk. When in doubt, Lady Hawk. Lady Hawk. Love Lady Hawk. I probably would have played them anyways with some thought, but this is just like last minute. Like, what am I listening to? Their latest record, which is called, what's it called? I should know this right off the top of my head. What is it? No Can Do is amazing. I just love it. It came out about 2 years ago, and I am just a massive Lady Hawk fiend. So what should we hear? Old Lady Hawk or New Lady Hawk or Middle Lady Hawk? I'm kind of thinking let's listen to some, something from their old record, like Dugout, something like that. Lady Hawk, or I Don't Know What You're Talking About. Let's see, Dugout. Let's go to Dugout. It's a baseball day because it is. Hey, let's listen to Dugout in honor of the World Series. As you know, Kansas City is playing San Francisco. And let me check the score here for us. According to oh my goodness. Last time I checked my phone, Kansas City was up 3-2. Now look at this, guys. Game is in progress. Let me take a look here. Kansas City is now up. The Royals are up 7-2. And it looks like, according to my phone, you're in like the seventh inning or so. I can't watch it because here I am doing my show. So that's awesome because I'm a massive fan of the Royals. I'm a massive Tigers fan, Detroit Tigers fan. But I'm all about the Cinderella story, right? 29 years since Kansas City even made it to the playoffs, which is hard to even believe. And San Francisco's won it twice in the past 4 years. So, like, really, come on. It's got to be Kansas City that wins. Let's all root for Kansas City. All right, so in honor of Kansas City in the World Series, let's listen to this song, Dugout by Lady Hawk. And this may be our last song. I think it is. And the vowel will be on. And then life will be all good. And here we go. This is Lady Hawk. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I love doing my show. So thanks for joining me, and I will be back. My name is Anita B. Sam's going to the Hideaway in 2 weeks. Yeah.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing.